CBS doesn't have the NFL game. It doesn't have the Raiders game because it's Sunday Night Football. That's an NBC game. So we've got Saturday night, though. We've got an 8 to 9 o'clock show following college football. So you can check us out, me and Chris Matthews, on Sunday night. We're going to have some Rebel. We're going to have Sam Joffre from the Super Bowl host committee is going to join us live on the show. He's the guy that's come out here and running everything with getting the Super Bowl to Las Vegas in February. And a couple of Rebel basketball players are going to be on the show with us talking about, because it is that time of year, too, to start talking about Rebel basketball beginning. So looking forward to that. That is 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Saturday. Oh, Kevin, don't forget Colorado State at Oregon. I mean, not, Colorado State, sorry. Colorado at Oregon this week, the game to watch this week, because primetime neon Deion Sanders has been lighting it up in college football.
It's a great story. What a great story.
12:30 start at Oregon. Oregon's 21-point favorites over Colorado. So it's hard to imagine that he's 3-0 right now, Deion Sanders. It's hard to imagine they can get another win. But we'll see. I mean, it's been magic. He has captivated the game of college football right now and set it on with that first upset to start the season, and then from there – it just has been phenomenal to watch what they're doing. It's fun to see.
Sports Wrap tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? Oh, and CBS tonight, I don't know what time, like between 8 and 10, somewhere around there, Devontae Adams is going to be on. He did something special for his mom with her in her home. And so that's tonight on CBS. And again, I don't know the show. I don't watch TV much, Kevin. I should. I don't know the name of the show. I don't know the time of the show, but it's sometime in primetime on CBS tonight. Devontae Adams and his mom getting together on this construction show and some of the stuff that he did with remodeling and everything. So,
Ron, you cook on. Cook on and have a great weekend. And we'll be looking for you tomorrow at 8 o'clock on 8 News Now.
My pleasure. Good talking to you, Kevin.
Thank you, man. Ron Futrell, sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We're going to talk with a presidential candidate, believe it or not, coming up in the next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll take you into the weekend as we continue to analyze the latest Republican primary polls. Is Iowa maybe possibly getting a little bit heated? We'll break it down for you.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe, here to tell you the biggest thing I've learned about insurance companies over the years, and it's really simple. They don't care about you. That's it. Insurance companies are publicly traded companies who have an obligation to their shareholders to deliver profits. They have teams of investigators, adjusters, and lawyers all working against you from the moment you call them, and they want to pay you as little as possible for your injuries. Hurt in a wreck? Don't be a victim of the insurance companies. Call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home.
Coming up on the program, Perry Johnson, a candidate for president of the United States. Why you haven't heard from Perry Johnson before? We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Week 3 in the NFL is underway. The San Francisco 49ers down the New York Giants 30-12 in Thursday Night Football. The Raiders have their first home game of the season on Sunday Night Football against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Silver and Black are 2.5-point favorites. UNLV football will be looking for their third win in 4 games tomorrow when they take on UTEP in Texas. 6 o'clock kickoff, the Rebels are also 2.5-point favorites. The Las Vegas Aviators lost their third game in a row to the Reno Aces last night, final score 10-2. And the Las Vegas Aces are back in the WNBA semifinals. They'll open the best-of-5 playoff series at Michelob Ultra Arena Sunday afternoon. The defending champions are 10-point favorites over the Dallas Wings.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Here's a fun fact for you.
The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Minor accident in Henderson on the Beltway, 215 eastbound between Green Valley Parkway and Valley Verde. We see that there on the left shoulder out of the travel lane. Just keep an eye out if you're heading that way. Eastbound 215 again after Green Valley Parkway off to the left. On the east side of the town, an accident on Charleston eastbound at 95. And Life is Beautiful Music Festival kicks off at 2 o'clock today. It's a weekend-long festival, and that comes with a lot of street closures for several blocks in downtown Las Vegas. So keep advised getting around downtown Las Vegas. Bit of a challenge. A lot of detours going to be in place this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend for it, too, with highs that reach the mid to upper 80s each of the next three afternoons. It's 68 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go! Walks further down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go.
It's going to be a beautiful weekend for Life is Beautiful. Hope you get outside and enjoy the weather. I had a chance earlier to visit with a presidential wannabe, one that you may not have heard of. His name is Perry Johnson. He is a candidate for president of the United States. And I had a chance to talk to him and asked him, why are you doing it? Why this race? Why now?
That is a very good question. My wife asks me that almost every week. The bottom line is that we have the greatest country the world has ever known. And I grew up in a middle-class family. And when I grew up, we didn't have much money, but my parents always told me that in this country, anything is possible. And I really believe that. And because of that feeling that I had, I went out there and I was able to go and really do something and make something of my life. I want to have that opportunity for my children. And right now we're going in the wrong direction. And I just can't sit idly by and say, let's just let it go. I don't think people realize that the government is in our lives too much. And the reason we have all of our problems right now is because of the government. Why do we have inflation? Because of the government. I mean, they decided to throw $4.5 trillion out there in the economy, and they didn't have any goods and services for it. So what happens? Prices go up. Why do we spend so much money for gas? The government. We decided two things. One, we're going to throw a lot of money out there in the economy, and two, we're going to decide if we can work out a way to produce less oil. So immediately when Biden got into office, he decided he was going to stop federal drilling. We had to take him to court to even get that. We're going to put new regulations on the small producers so we produce less oil. And what happens? Well, two things. One, we end up paying more money for oil, and we make the earth a worse place because nobody in the world does a better job of extracting and refining oil in the United States. And it's not like people stopped flying. They didn't stop making things. They didn't stop having plastic. We need petroleum for everything that we do. They still drive. And the bottom line is we ended up having to buy oil from Russia. We buy it from all over the world. Why? Why did this ever have to happen? Well, because of the government. And when we gave them $61 billion for that oil, we helped fund the war in Iraq. So when we're going over to the Ukraine and we're funding the war in the Ukraine, why are we doing that? Well, again, we're helping them because we gave $61 billion over there to Russia. And when Russia goes, extracts and refines the oil, they do a much worse job, particularly when they convert it to natural gas. They put five times the amount of methane in the air than we do. And it is just absolutely ridiculous what we have done. And I said to myself, this is not what should happen. The government also goes out of their way to spend every penny in a budget every year. Now, I've spent my entire life bringing quality and efficiency to companies. When the auto industry was struggling back there in the 80s, I had an idea, and that idea was very simple. I thought I could solve the quality problem that they had, and I went in and introduced statistical methods, and in 4 or 5 years, we had the best quality in the world. And then I wrote a book on ISO 9000, the quality standard, and it took off like hotcakes. And now Perry Johnson Registrars and Perry Johnson Laboratory Accreditation do business in 61 countries around the world. And I've spent my whole life bringing quality and efficiency to companies, and now I want to bring it to the federal government. And right now, I do not think the federal government has quality and efficiency.
Again, Perry Johnson joining us, the Republican candidate for president of the United States. And I've got to ask you, you see the polls the same way we see the polls.
I do.
On the Republican side, Donald J. Trump is leading by 20, 30, 40, 50, even 60 points. How do you break through a guy that a lot of people don't know about? How do you break through? How do you end up getting your message across?
Well, I had hoped to be on the debate stage, and I met the requirements. I had the polls. I had 54,000 donors, and they didn't let me on the stage. So that was difficult because you are 100% right. If you don't get out there and tell the world what's going on and you don't get your message across, your chances of ever getting anywhere are exceedingly remote. What is amazing when you really look at it, the latest polls came out and you see Trump, despite all of his indictments and all that's going on, is still so far ahead. I was looking at the latest poll. I think he's at 57% and number two was at 11%. And that was Nikki Haley. I mean, then you have DeSantis was at 10%, and he had dropped it. One time, he was ahead of Trump, but he has just dropped dramatically. So right now, it is very, very difficult to beat Donald Trump. The only way that Donald Trump, I think, is going to lose this election is if something happens. Something would have to happen on the indictments. We'd have to have states say that they will not allow him to be on ballot, that the votes won't count, that he can't be president. Because right now, he is a virtual lock to win the nomination. I don't think anybody who's rational would dispute otherwise.
There you have it, Perry Johnson, a name you probably have not heard. You may hear more of it because he's going to be suing the RNC on Monday to get on the stage at Simi Valley and the Reagan Library. That's going to just about do it for this day and this week. Hey! We'll do it again on Monday. How about that? 6:05, our start time. A brand new hour, 6:05, 6 to 9 a.m. right here. Till we join you next week, my name is Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where Bill O'Reilly News and Comment and Clay and Buck are next.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. 16 private.
privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass. Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text DOOR to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings end this month. Text DOOR to 200-300 right now. Text the word DOOR to 200-300. Don't wait. Text DOOR to 200-300.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my five-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Friday, September 22nd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Rupert steps down. Trap door in the daycare. Sex offender on the loose. And Americans more obese than ever. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Rupert Murdoch stepped down as the chairman of Fox and News Corp. His son will now become the new chairman. He's 92. He's been in the business for 70 years. He inherited a local Adelaide, Australian newspaper from his dad in 1952, established the country's first national newspaper 10 years later, went on to acquire News of the World and the Sun in England in the late 60s, then bought the New York Post, New York Magazine, and the Village Voice. It was 1996 when he launched Fox News. What does this mean for Fox's political slant? Well, power was going to go to Rupert's second son, James, but he recently resigned over the editorial content of Fox. Lachlan, who is taking over instead, is supposedly more conservative than his dad. We shall see. A one-year-old died while at a Bronx daycare. Three others were hospitalized. They were from 8 months to two because they were exposed to fentanyl. The three other kids were treated with Narcan, and they're recovering. Authorities searched the daycare and only found trace amounts. They went back and searched again after they received a tip about a trap door in the floor. And sure enough, inside that trap door, they found bricks of fentanyl and other drugs. Can you believe these people? We have another escaped prisoner, this time a convicted sex offender, who escaped custody while he was receiving medical treatment at a St. Louis hospital. 45-year-old man serving a 30-year sentence. He just walked right out of the hospital. No one asked any questions. 3:54 in the morning yesterday, two Missouri Department of Corrections officers were guarding him when he escaped. Not sure if they dozed off or what. They don't even know what direction he went in once he walked out the hospital's front door. We are getting fatter. In 2021, 19 states had 35% of adults or more who were obese. Now it's 22 states. Only 6 states have between 25 and 30% of their population obese. Vermont, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Colorado, California, and Hawaii. No state is less than 25% obese. But only 10 years ago, not a single state had more than 35% of its population obese, and now 22 of them do. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
Hey, if you watch my program or have been paying attention at all since COVID, you are aware of the risks we all face to our supply chain, critical infrastructure, and the power grid. Cyber attacks, gunfire, pandemics, all on the table. What would your family do facing a months-long blackout? No electricity, no fridge, no phone, no respirator, and an empty grocery store. Well, Four Patriots has a new solar-powered portable generator. It harnesses the power of the sun, can be moved around the house, and is used to power essentials in a time of crisis. So don't procrastinate on ensuring your family's well-being at a time they need it most. Please go to 4patriots.com today. Use my code, NOSPIN, for 10% off. That's the number 4patriots.com. Again, use code NOSPIN for 10% off.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, very few Americans saw the vivid display of corruption on Wednesday because they were either on the job or raising their urchins or otherwise occupied. But Attorney General Garland's congressional testimony about the Hunter Joe Biden situation was something to behold. Garland trotted out the Sergeant Schultz defense. I know nothing. He evaded all specific questions about the Biden behavior by saying he would not, quote, interfere with the investigations. So the head of the Justice Department is providing absolutely no oversight on one of the most intense corruption investigations in history. Insane doesn't even begin to describe it. And I believe Merrick Garland. I think he wants no part of any Biden probe because he knows it's radioactive. These swamp creatures have an acute sense of danger. But here's where the Attorney General deceives. He had to sign off on the first Hunter Biden plea deal that demanded the federal government never again charge Hunter with anything. As a former judge, Garland had to know the absurdity of that. And indeed, a federal judge threw it out. So why did Garland try to slip it by? Merrick Sergeant Schultz Garland will never answer that question, other than to say he trusted his prosecutors. Sure, but the whole thing doesn't stack, does it? I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Gail Bell, Westland, Michigan, if Hunter and or Jim Biden paid President Biden's bills, how will that show up on the bank statements? The bank statements and financial statements, not just bank, okay, would be analyzed by certified accountants to see if it was a shift. So one year, Joe Biden would say, this is how much Jill and I got. And then the next year, if it's way up and there's no explanation or check writing is way down, okay, as you point out, that some of this group.